This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're going to live in a 1984 society or the 1776 society. So that's a 45-minute TV show, because there's 15 minutes in ads an hour on radio and TV. That's the industry standard. It's a 45-minute show. And I consulted on the first season, and I really wrote. And by wrote, I gave them all the documents and proof. And they had producers not believing me, and I was giving it all to them. Like, yeah, I'll get you General Stubblebine, former head of Special Forces and all their everything else, and former head of Army Operations. I'll give you all this. And they would vet it and check it, and, you know, wow, this is real, and they did it. But that episode on depopulation and the episode on the FEMA camp police state plan, which was all real, all got pulled. They all aired one time. They all got record ratings for the history of True TV, and they went in remotely on the DVRs. In fact, back that clip up 1 minute. I didn't play the very end of it. They went into the DVRs and erased them off of people's DVRs on multiple platforms. Why would the deep state do that if it wasn't something that damaged them? If it wasn't something that was true? Well, of course it was all real. And that goes back to the old internet saying I quote every day. Not out of lack of news. I have literally hundreds and hundreds of articles here and clips that are incredible. But why do I go back to this? This is true. If the situation was hopeless, if the situation was hopeless, the propaganda would not be necessary. Would the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, have to threaten Fox News and say, how dare you show George Soros as a puppet master, saying defund police plus no bail equals lawless chaos? That's not being censored or attempted to be censored by the ADL, because it's a lie. The image of George Soros popping up behind a wall with strings to the DA's office saying defund police and the AG's office saying no bail equals lawless chaos, that's true. That he does fund that. He does want no jail time. He does put your DAs and district and county attorneys in. He does that. I mean, that's all not debated. He brags about it. But you're not supposed to talk about him, because he gave an interview to NPR in the late 80s where he said he believed he was the Messiah. And he's got Jonathan Rosenblatt, I guess the mini-me of Dr. Evil over here. Literally looks like mini-me, but about as tall as me. I'm not knocking me so short, but a little mini-me to him. And he's like up there telling America we're racist because we don't like George Soros spending billions in the last decade to buy our local government so he can let armed robbers out. I mean, he's a frickin' maniac lunatic. His son posts videos of himself at Aleister Crowley events, and we just have to bow down to him. Oh, you're superior, George Soros. Please let my family get carjacked. Oh, please let the DA let out the mass shooter. And then he also believes he's the Messiah. I mean, what's Jonathan Rosenblatt up to? I mean, he really thinks George Soros is the Messiah? The Messiah? And then we're not supposed to just say, hey, man, please don't defund the police. Please don't take my guns. Please. Because he wants to take the police away and take your guns. Why? Why do you want to kill me? What did I do? My grandfathers fought Hitler. They didn't help him like you did. I wasn't brought up to round up and kill Jews like you were. Why do you hate me so much? Because you're a Satanist. That's why. You're not a Jew. You're not a Christian. You're not a white guy. You're not a black guy. You're a devil, George Soros. And the mouth of hell is opening wide up for you and Mr. Rosenblatt and Bill.
So this could be literally your last chance, with all the insane things happening in the world, to get InfoWars products and to support us into 2022, the do-or-die year. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, BrainForce Plus, 50% off, amazing nootropic. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, highest-rated krill oil, so good for your whole body, 50% off. We've got Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Hair and Beard Support, 60% off. We also have COVID Land 2, the mask film. And when you order the very important film, you get a free DVD with two films on it about Bohemian Grove. Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, the Rolls Royce for your cells and immune systems, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. This could be potentially your last chance to get a t-shirt, a book, a film, or these great supplements. We're going to keep going 110%, but we need your support.
So does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two on this live December 16th Thursday broadcast. And I'm going to give the toll-free number out right now. So let's fire that phone system up. And so your calls can come in and we will take your calls on any of the news items, any of the issues. First-time callers, long-time callers, callers that hate me, callers that love me. I want it to be a free-for-all. So let's just do this. Let's just run through some of the headlines here of the whole COVID New World Order takeover news today. Court reinstates health worker coronavirus vaccine mandate in half of the U.S. Not good news. A federal court of appeals last night effectively revived a Biden administration vaccine mandate for health workers and hospitals that received federal funding in roughly half of the U.S. The procedural ruling by the New Orleans-based U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit temporarily scaled back the nationwide injunctions put in place by Louisiana-based federal judge late last month. The move notched a modest and tentative win for the Biden administration following a series of legal setbacks to efforts to blunt the effects of a global pandemic. Oh, the global pandemic that came out of the Wuhan lab they created with the vaccine that gives it to you, that has killed roughly 800,000 people in the U.S. Yeah, right. Blocking regular treatment for regular colds and pneumonia has. At issue is the Department of Health and Human Services vaccine mandate for MERS workers at health care facilities that receive Medicare and Medicaid. They're saying, oh, since you take the money, we control you, just like the Social Credit Score, which has been subjected to numerous lawsuits since its November rollout. Makes me mad. We'll be getting to more of that coming up. Here's the fear-mongering. CDC issues grim forecast, warning that weekly COVID cases will jump by 55% to 1.3 million by Christmas Day, and that deaths will surge 73% to 15,600 a week as Omicron becomes the dominant strain. Here's another one. Booster mandates begin. Business employees and universities are taking the data into their own hands and requiring booster coronavirus shots. Oh, the data that the shots don't work, that they erase your immune system, that you give you blood clots and myocarditis. Oh, but Axios says it's in their own hands. They, the corporate leaders, are enforcing the booster, just like Israel did 6 months ago. Israel's now up to their fifth shot, now saying seven is needed. Figured this out yet? You know, I figured it out before it started. We're on record laying out exactly what they did, because all I do is study these scumbags. How Omicron is changing the rules of the COVID-19 pandemic. Lots of fear-mongering there. British surge seen as warning on Omicron, but responses vary. There's like less than 20 people in hospitals with the quote Omicron. Who knows if that's even real? But they're training you to be scared of your own shadow and only trustful of people like them. UK health chief, a number of years. So first it was 15 days flat in the curve, then just a few months wearing the mask. Well, just a 6 months. Oh, sorry, 2 years. Oh, 3 years. Oh, it's permanent. It's forever. A number of years. Oh. We'll get to more of this, but I want to give the number out. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And I want to hear from you on whatever issue you want to discuss. 877-789-2539. See it right there on your screen. By the way, that was a half an inch of the articles. I've got 6 inches of articles on this stuff. And I've got graphs and government documents. And I'm going to show you these. We already mentioned it yesterday, but the MRIs of people and cancer research facilities going, hey, we're not against the shots, but when we give people a shot of the Pfizer, it like doubles and triples their tumors in weeks and kills them. I mean, what's going on here? And I laugh about it because this is so sick. This is gallows humor. NYPD arrests 6 peaceful protesters for entering Cheesecake Factory without showing vax passport. Soon it'll be because they have the wrong political views or didn't pay their carbon tax. Video, New York City ice cream shop won't let children enter without proof of vaccination. Think about this, poor little people learning about the New World Order. Health minister says hospitalizations and deaths in South Africa remain low. They've got 6% of the cases in the UK, 4% of the cases in the United States, and they're only 6% vaccinated. Oh, the higher you're vaccinated, the more sick you are. And we have all the statistics and numbers proving it, but it's right there in front of you. That's why they claim the new strain came out of South Africa was to blame Africa because Africa is refusing to take the shots. Just 15 people with Omicron are being treated in UK hospitals. Yeah, there's the article on InfoWars.com. But they tell you it's the tidal wave. It's mass death. You're all dead. Give your rights up. Meanwhile, the real deaths of the vaccinated. Judge holds hospital in contempt. Gives ivermectin to dying woman or pay $10,000 in fine a day. And all over the country, judges are ordering ivermectin and saving lives, and it's pissing the hospitals off because they wanted the $53,000 they get just for treating a COVID patient and close to It's $87,000 last time I checked for a death. That's some big cash to murder. I like this video. We're going to play here in just a moment. Guys, get this queued up. Man video bombs COVID newscast. Stop lying to the world. Unknown bystander interrupts live news broadcast to tell them to stop spreading fear and propaganda. A man shouted at reporters for lying about the pandemic and creating fear, whether you're in Australia, where this is, or anywhere else, nonviolently take over live TV shows, just like we did 5 years ago on the eve of the election, and people took over, Bill Clinton's a rapist everywhere. Remember the InfoWars.com? And you guys did that? Well, this is even more important now. This isn't about getting Trump elected. This is about exposing the fraud, exposing the lies. Call into C-SPAN. Call into talk radio. Call into the podcast. Go to your city councils, go to your school boards, speak out. They want to intimidate you. They want to stop you. They want to gaslight you. They want to make you feel alone. No, don't do that. Use every venue you can. In fact, I'm going to say it now. I'm issuing a new bounty. Even though we're maxed out and don't even have the money, I'll still pay it. And by that, I just sold my house. That's being fed into the operation. We got the money to pay you, but long term, it might shut us down, but I don't care. I'm putting a bounty on it. Anybody peacefully, nonviolently, without breaking any laws, gets on national or international television with a, what should the sayings be? As long as InfoWars.com is in it. Like, Fauci created the virus, InfoWars.com. Or the vaccine gives you cancer, InfoWars.com. Or the vaccine gives you heart attacks, InfoWars.com. Whatever it is, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com. $5,000 bounty. I paid out $380,000+ in the 2016 election, and I did it smiling like the Cheshire Cat. You post it, you get it out there, and back then we still had YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. I guess send it to Rob D, R-O-B-D, Rob D, Rob Dudes, R-O-B, then do, just the initial, Rob D at InfoWars.com, showtips at InfoWars.com. We'll find it. We'll get it on. Post it on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, wherever you can. Just show us you did it there. Get it out. Go on Rumble. Do it on Rumble. Rumble and Gab have good video platforms that are open to the public. Post it on Rumble and Gab, then post it on one other mainstream establishment system. And everybody that gets it out will get $5,000. And we paid it out last time. Oh, man of my word. Boy, I want to pay you that money. It's not about me getting the advertising back. No, it's about letting them know that I'm defiant and I'm not backing down and getting other people to chain reaction and peacefully, legally, lawfully in public spaces hijack public events in a legal, lawful, peaceful, loving, liberal way. We're not drag queen story time with convicted pedophiles rushing in to fondle your kids at school without parental consent. That's not civil disobedience. That's criminal. We're not like them. No. We're just going to, do big things on live TV and at the county fair and everywhere else. All right. The bounty has been issued, my friends.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has just released a new video. It's going live on Infowars.com as we speak. We'll have it added to the live show feed area. Guess what it is? Spin the wheel. Is it CNN's been caught purposely lying again? CNN's plunged in the ratings to an all-time low of like 5,000 viewers? CNN got knocked out of airports, which already happened? CNN got caught running pedophile rings? Yeah, that's the one. Another CNN producer shopping children to people. See, I told you reportedly, allegedly, this is not about having sex with children. It's about a cult. And so we're going to be talking about that. But I want to go to Shelby and Bone Crusher and Sid Canoe. We got a lot of crazy names today. And Brian and Corey and Kaya. Got a lot of wild names today there. I hope I'm pronouncing them all correctly, ladies and gentlemen. So what should we go to first here? Let's go to Bone Crusher in FEMA Region 10. Bone Crusher, welcome.
Hey, Alex, great to be talking with you again.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hey, so just when I think about InfoWars, there's a Gandhi quote that I always think about. And it goes, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. And that just pretty much sums up the battle that you seem to be going with and the route you're going on here.
Well, I totally agree with you. I just hope that I personally get to see the promised land on the other side, which I probably won't. But certainly tyranny always falls. That's why they're trying to create an unnatural human condition where we're like lab rats so that we're totally programmed from birth. They believe finally the tyrants will have control under transhumanism. And that's really everything we're seeing is transhumanism.
You're 100% correct, Alex. I mean, it's just funny to me how much people keep doubting you and how much it's the Alex Jones was right, but then it's gotten to the point where Alex Jones was right again. That's what it is now.
Well, listen, I really wasn't even right. I was going off their own plans, identified who controls things. Many others better than I did confirmed who they were before I was even born. And here we are. Thank you so much for your call, and have a great Christmas coming up, Bone Crusher. Great points. First thing, I forget the Gandhi quote. He said it, but then I always paraphrase it wrong. It was, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. I think that's the right quote. Guys, pull up the Gandhi quote about first they attack you, or the Gandhi quote, then you win. Then you win. I'll probably pull it up. There it is. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. There you go. So there's the actual quote. And that's totally right. Now, I'm going to a caller that I think is disagreeing with me or at least is critical, which I love those because that helps me be a better person. And they're asking, Oscar in Oklahoma has a question. Why are you charging money for Reset Wars? And let me answer the question, then I'll go to him. If you're sending somebody into combat, you got to provide them with a uniform, a weapon, food, their mess kit, their supplies, and the mission they're on, and the training. And so we're not like the IRS coming and making you pay money. We're not coming. We have to pay for the cameras, the lights, the server farms we're building overseas in the U.S. that have cost millions of dollars. Millions. Millions. to build our own infrastructure, to do our own thing. Trump hasn't been able to do it because he has saboteurs. If we had $2 billion like he just raised for his new social network 3 months ago, we'd have it like that. It takes 100-person teams to design, you know, the type of things we're trying to do. And we've got a bunch of stuff that's basically built that we're now getting ready to deploy in the next month. So I'm very pregnant. InfoWars is very, like, 9 months pregnant, folks. And basically, to use the analogy, InfoWars water is already broke. We're in labor right now with a bunch of projects. Not just the films like COVID Land we're producing. You know, not just a bunch of other stuff that's about to launch, not just Reset Wars, and but so much that by the latter part of January, so I'm not letting congressional subpoenas and, you know, IRS attacks and all of it, you know, keep me off my mission. You're going to see a bunch of new things pop out. And when you're under attack and they're trying to kill you, that's what you do. You have babies. And so I'm here like literally, I'll give the analogy, I'm like a big queen bee with all the eggs here, and I'm like, give me food, feed me. I'm ready to get crushed and stepped on, but my babies are already flying out of the nest as fast as they can go. I've already got up. So I mean, I'll use the queen bee analogy because it's I'm very masculine. But if you want to talk about it, InfoWars like a big queen bee, and I'm just sitting here like, and I've got a bunch of eggs. I'm finishing. I'm like, feed me, Seymour, feed me. And that's what's going on here. So I need you to feed us so that we can continue to deliver victory. It's not like you bet on some horse that loses. It's not like you're over here trying to plant grapes in a field that doesn't create incredible grapes. The vines do well here. We're in the fight. But I have to build infrastructure to get the knowledge out, especially in the censorship world. I mean, the caller's absolutely right. If I had Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, I could sit there at my house, say amazing things that people resonate with, and have hundreds of millions of followers and change the world. They don't let me have access to that, brother. And so I could either be on this show and reach millions of people now in despite of their tyranny, or I could be downtown with a sandwich board yelling at people, which if they ever take me off air, I'll be doing that. You can be assured of that. So does that answer your question, Oscar in Oklahoma?
Oscar, Mike in Oklahoma, to a point it does. Alex, let me preface this with this. I love you guys. You guys are light years ahead in information. You have red-pilled millions of people, but it seems to me that it's this Reset Wars. I understand you have to generate funds to maintain your platform because of the censorship, but what gets me is charging people for so-called secrets of the pharisaical education system. It seems very, very Pharisee to say that I've got these prayers in this private little thing that I'm going to charge you money for. Where in the Bible does it say that we are to charge people for spiritual, intellectual information? It doesn't. It just seems to
me. Let's be 1,000,000% clear. I'm not a preacher, and I'm not all these 50,000 denominations fighting with each other, saying they're the right preacher. That's not what this is. And the fact that in 6+ hours I say a few prayers and try to get people to believe in God, it's just ridiculous to say that it's there. If people want to buy the course that the system's trying to suppress, they can, which then helps keep us on air. People can go buy, you know, lottery tickets, that's fine, or go spend thousands of dollars to see George Strait, that's fine and normal, or thousands of dollars to go to Cancun. But you charge a couple $100 to really put out a 6-hour powerful course with a whole infrastructure to get it out, and then that's bad and the devil. So I'll say it, I'm a sinner, I'm bad, I appreciate your call. And that's it, I'm the devil, don't watch ResetWars.com. It's ridiculous. And that's why people that are Christians never get anything done because they're too busy trying to prove how they're holier than thou. I'm not holier than thou. I've been with hundreds of women. I've beat people's brains out. I've done a bunch of stuff, but I love Jesus. And I'm trying to love God and be good right now. And you judge a tree by the fruits, okay? So Reset Wars is not some new religion. Reset Wars is how the globalists are programming you. Everything I do is about victory for humanity. Everything I promote is about standing up against the New World Order by empowering humanity. Well, that's why ResetWars.com is so important. Not only is it a game-changing course of critical information to unlock your mind from the matrix, but it's something that gets around Klaus Schwab's attempt to shut down American infrastructure and American jobs. It is the true digital economy. It's the spiritual economy of the mind and transcendental control. I've been on here 28 years, and all of our work has been amazing, thanks to God and God's divine empowerment and blessing. But I got to tell you, out of everything I've done, Reset Wars is the most important, and it is now available. Now the month of December 2021 is here at ResetWars.com. Start your journey to the next level today at ResetWars.com. The globalists fear this information.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Is a reprogramming mutagen that goes into the nucleus of your cell and reprograms it. And they admit the trials, it kills a lot of the animals they tested on, but that's okay because Bill Gates said a month ago, we played the clip probably 30 times. He said, yeah, a lot of people are going to get sick and die, but it don't matter because you're going to take it. Woo! They got some new vaccines that go in and eat parts of your brain, but it feels so good. Yeah, you're not going to have to wait anymore, all of you in denial. It's here now. Oh, and the globalists are Satan worshippers, too. And pedophiles. Well, of course they are. Because we got a transmission 2,000 years ago warning us. You see, there's not just devils in the universe. There's somebody a lot more powerful. All right, so you heard the last caller. I want to get to the rest of the callers. And I'm not mad at the caller, but the idea of how do you charge for information? When you pay for your cable bill, you pay for Fox News and CNN. We're on radio stations. That's free. We're on the Internet. We're putting our own videos out. We're paying for our own infrastructure, our own satellites, our own servers, our own legal, everything. And I'm not mad at the listeners. You're wonderful. Thanks for keeping us on air. But the idea that how are you charging for knowledge? Well, how am I supposed to pay for the servers and pay for the crew and pay for the emails and pay for it all to get it out? That's how the world works. Here's an analogy. Is it pharisaical? The caller uses that term, and I'll explain what that means in a moment for those that may not know. I'll give you my perspective. He says, isn't it pharisaical to charge to talk about God? Well, no, the Pharisees were making people buy a certain coin that was in limited supply for many times what the coin was worth in silver to be able to buy sacrifices for the temple in Jerusalem. I'm not at the temple in Jerusalem. I'm not at a church saying you must have this sacrifice to atone to God and you must buy it in a certain coin from me. I'm not claiming I'm some high priest. Here's another example. Let's say that so many of the big schools in America were founded by Christians, got taken over later, but the point is, you send your child to a college that's been a Christian school, like Baylor in Texas, and you pay for your tuition, and then there's a church chapel on that facility. Is your argument you shouldn't pay to send your child to Baylor? Maybe you shouldn't, because the brainwashing that goes on there, that's your choice, but the idea that it's pharisaical, the Pharisees were always pointing out how someone else wasn't of God. The Pharisees were always pointing out how someone had violated God's rules and how they were high and mighty and how they were good. I'm the opposite of a Pharisee. People say, Jones, why do you admit you paid for abortions? Well, because I'm very sad about it. I repent of it. It happened 30 years ago. And God touched my heart and convicted me. And I said no. And I haven't been part of it since. A Pharisee doesn't tell you they killed their children. A Pharisee doesn't tell you that they've done the things I've done. If I'm anything in this universe, it's not a Pharisee. Anything. So I don't take umbrage with the person saying I'm being a Pharisee. It's just you've got it backwards, brother. And I would not compare myself to King David. I'm not saying I'm like as amazing as King David was. And what an incredible Christ-like person who sent his friend off to get murdered because he was so overcome with lust for his wife. Now, I never had one of my buddies killed so I could have sex with his wife. But see, he legitimately got caught up in it and then repented and was, and God could read his heart and knew he was sorry for real. And God said, you're a man after my own heart. So, let's just say, over here's Pharisees, and over here's Alex Jones, and over here's King David. Like, I'm on the King David spectrum. I want women. I want to fight. But I also love God and freedom, and I don't have to screw little people over. I want to take on big guys. I want to take on Goliath. God hates cowards. King David was not a coward. So you see, that's the difference. So you want to compare me to somebody who was a sinner, compare me to King David. Don't you ever think that it's true if you compare me to one of the Pharisees when it's the Pharisees that are coming after me today. And when it is literally the ADL, New World Order, globalist system that hates my guts. It's the left in Hollywood that tells you about the rules and how you're dirty and how you're bad and how you haven't done enough when they themselves are the worst. They'll tell you how good they are all day. Brother, I'm here to tell you the reason I'm able to fight the New World Order is because I'm evil. My mind is satanic. I can see into their operations. I know how they work. I understand them. And I'm not proud of it. I don't like it. Because for all that evil I know, there's this side of good that's way bigger and beautiful. Like Dr. Zelenko says, is a little birdie that just loves God and just loves puppies and kitty cats and blue skies and happy cornfields and just campfires. Everybody's singing happy. That's who I want to be. Little birdie, little sweet birdie with Jesus. But I do know about the devil. And I said I'd go to your calls. We'll push our guests back 15 minutes because I got to get to all these calls. I will get, and the guests are amazing. The producer and the director of COVID Land will do 45 minutes with them ahead of the great guest host is taking over. And Paul Watson's hosting some tomorrow. But, you know, am I ashamed to sell a course online at ResetWars.com that's powerful information that also keeps us on air? And the answer is absolutely not. Am I ashamed that when somebody physically attacked me when I was 16 years old and I finally got them down, I went ahead and just kicked them a few more times in the head and ruined the rest of their life? No, I'm not proud of that. So when the Pharisees call and accuse me, and I'm not saying you're a Pharisee, but it's the spirit of a Pharisee, before you ask me to get the speck out of my eye, you should get the beam out of your eye. And I will tell that caller this. They must have bought the course to even know that information. Thank you for your support, sir. And I get it. It's a little unseemly seeing me up there trying to get people to come to Jesus. It's quite a spectacle, isn't it? Because, I mean, anybody that's got discernment can look at Alex Jones and say, there's something about that guy. He's good, but he's also really bad. I can almost see a forked tail. And you're absolutely right. I am a devil. I am a fallen devil. I am absolutely a devil. But you know what? Jesus redeemed me and Christ saved me. But yeah, I'm still in the third dimension. I'm still right here. I still get it all. That's why I see right through Cuomo and right through CNN and right through all of them. Because I know who they are, folks. I can dial into their frequency. I can tune in to them. And I can hear their plans, and I know their plans, and I'm frustrated because we need to move on from Alex Jones. And is Alex Jones good or is Alex Jones bad? And understand, I'm bad. I'm a fallen creature, but I'm saved through Christ. Let's move on from Alex Jones. And let's move on to your relationship with Jesus Christ and your relationship in the universe and what you're going to do about the future. Let's not use Alex Jones as an excuse on whether God and the devil are real. God and the devil are real. Let's move on from Jones, and let's decide whether we want to be with God forever or the devil forever. And that's my message to the Pharisees, because I am in the quiet place of the Most High until I get on air. Then I'm so frustrated because I'm so calm and smooth, and I understand I'm just quietly reading for hours, and then I got to come on air. I don't want to be your priest. I don't want to be your leader. I don't want to be up here telling you about all this. I want you to wake up and stop it. I want you to save me. Because God put us on this earth to either choose good or evil and then either work for evil together or serve God together. Can we just serve God together? Can we just agree we love Jesus and love God and love justice? And can we just stop this evil? ResetWars.com, ResetWars.com. They've tried to stop it. They've tried to block it. Thank you so much for your support, those of you that got it, including the caller that called in. And I'm just asking you to continue to be supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's books or films or T-shirts or supplements or the course at ResetWars.com. It's really game-changing info. If you look at this and research this and use this, it will massively empower you. Or you can just say, oh, he's a Pharisee. You know, Alex Jones is bad. Okay, then, screw Reset Wars.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Look, I want to go to your phone calls, but during the break to respond to the last caller, because it's such a bizarre thing to actually say with a free market show that's open to the public and people choose to buy something they can. This idea that as Christians, as conservatives, as nationalists, that we're not supposed to bring in money is why we've been defeated. We don't have the infrastructure. Reason one, we need funding to keep the show running and bringing this information, and our supply chain of shipping products is massively delayed. So this is the best way for us to provide you with powerful information to help you more than just bringing you the news, while also providing you with the opportunity to show us how much you support what we're doing and to help others get the truth and help inform them and keep the show on the air and the movement we build together and the movement we're leading together. I kind of wrote this quick during the break. Reason two, people value what they invest in. We would love to give everything away for free, but people won't value it as much and won't be able to keep the lights on and bring you any of this information, this critical information, this urgent information in the future with these crazy times that are happening and to navigate these unprecedented developments. Since they deplatformed me, I have to create ways to serve you guys and still bring in revenue to our show and our amazing team who helps make this all happen for us, for you. I mean, that's really it. It's just such a baby-like statement. Like, why are you selling something? What? and I don't want to go back to that, you know, anymore. It's just that I'm glad that person called in, though, and I'm glad I went to him. I saw what they had to say. I went to him because I'm proud of what we've done. I wish I'd done better. And I wish back 4 or 5 years ago, before we were really deplatformed, I'd tried to raise money. Back then, I'm like, well, we have enough money to run. I just see myself as waking people up. That's my job. I'm not the leader. I'm just a Paul Revere. And then back then, if I'd tried to make money, I could have raised hundreds of millions of dollars. But I was always just, well, we don't need more money. We're not even taking sponsorship right now. We're just going to, you know, be here. And boy, now do I know how wrong I was. Now we got to fight hard to get money to stay on air. So I'm done talking about it. I don't want the callers. Callers can address it if you want, but I don't want to turn this into the whole show. That tends to happen with calls. Somebody brings something up like that. And, you know, just God bless that fellow. You know, I hope that he's able to reach people with no money or no infrastructure. And maybe through the Lord, he's got a way to do it. I haven't figured it out yet. But that's where we are. Okay, let's go to Shelby in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Shelby. Hey, another call from Oklahoma. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you. First time caller. I did want to say that I know you said you don't want to be our leader, but you have no choice, man. You are our leader. You are the captain of the ship.
Well, there's no doubt the globalists see me as a major leader. I'm just trying to lead people to wake up and wake others up. I'm trying to cause a chain reaction.
Well, what I really called to ask you was, with the holidays coming up, how do you interact with your family in a way that, I know you had said before that you had vaccinated family members who are experiencing some troubles from that, but how do you even... They know who you are. They know.
Well, look, most of my family has not taken the shot, but I've got some that haven't gotten seriously ill from it, like cousins and people, yeah. And so we just, I mean, none of us are living in fantasy land. We take our vitamin D. We try to exercise. We're aware of what's going on. And, I mean, that's basically it, brother.
But how do you talk to them, and how do you keep it peaceful in times like this?
You know, the few family members I have that are totally committed to this lie, I don't think even want to come around me anymore. So they've kind of separated themselves.
That's what I found with people that I'm around and family members as well, is they just kind of avoid me like the plague, or they even just avoid this conversation like the plague because maybe they just can't handle it or I'm not sure. But
well, what's happened is they bought into the lie that if they took this, they'd be fine. But now it's more. And so someone who's already been conned gets deeper into the con. A lot of times. They don't say, oh, I got conned. Oh, I admit I've been defrauded. They make excuses for why it's happened.
Like they just can't accept it.
It's so horrible what's happened, they can't believe it. Thank you for the call. God bless you. Carlos is a regular caller for over a decade in Ontario, Canada. Carlos, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. Actually, Montreal, Canada, where is the home of the Allen Memorial Hospital.
Well, I apologize. Yeah, they put Ontario on the screen, so you're in Montreal.
The Allen Memorial Hospital is a psychiatric teaching hospital. It's right next to the Montreal Neurological Institute, and in between is the Royal Victoria Hospital up on the mountain, Mount Royal. And I just wanted to draw your attention to what bad technology, bad theory, bad science, how it becomes in one way positive, and another way it creates monsters, okay? I was driving through Switzerland and to Germany when I saw a truck with a big, big sign on it saying Mengele. And I said, no kidding. It must be, the same name. Actually, the Mengele family, the infamous Dr. Mengele was from a very good family. And during the war, he was in charge of, as you know, he was a very reputable doctor, just like Dr. Ewan Cameron at the Allen Memorial Hospital in Montreal. And Dr. Mengele, Little Mengele, I call him Fauci, Little Mengele, Little Mengele is actually the worst of all, okay? Because if you look at Dr. Mengele was a soldier in a sense in a war that was being fought. Pilots were being shot down. They were freezing. They were doing horrible experiments on prisoners to get information and data in the hope that they would be able to save the lives of their soldiers or whatever under the war circumstances.
Sure, and for those that don't know, Mengele was actually part of the German aristocracy, part of a royal house. and he is the famous angel of death, secret experimentation doctor.
Correct. But he was forced to do it. Someone else would have done it, or he would have been taken to the side and shot or something for not following the orders. I mean, this is wartime. I'm not excusing it. He's a monster, okay?
No, but you're right. I mean, I agree. Fauci's worse because he gleefully is doing it.
You got it. Okay, this man was associated with AIDS. This guy was associated with immune suppressive technologies. This man was involved intimately with George Soros, okay, whom right now, from what I see from pictures, the ADL is sending its Nosferatu out there, you know, Greenblatt, to protect this guy's professional character. There's none of that. The next thing is this, Alex. The Allen Memorial Hospital was actually Dr. Ewing Cameron was a very famous, very well-recommended psychiatrist. He was recommended to the Allen Memorial Hospital by Dr. Wilder Penfield, where I was at the Montreal Neurological Institute later on, in 14 years later. And some of the teachers did experiments at the time on sensory deprivation to find out what are the effects of sensory deprivation on human performance, okay, sleep deprivation and so on. The ideas were formulated in Dr. Ewan Cameron because the bad science was that people thought that the brain was like a computer that could just, you could deprogram and then reboot and reprogram again, okay, with a new software. Well, it didn't work out that way. Dr. Ewan Cameron, in fact, was operating on 53 people, one of which was the father of Harvey Weinstein, believe it or not, in Montreal.
No, that's right. Well, actually, he had thousands of patients total in mind control experiments. That's Dr. Ewan Cameron who helped run MKUltra.
That's right. The MKUltra program, in fact, was based on a military, again, necessity, which was that the Korean War had, you know, people were coming back from the Korean War, and they were sort of like against the United States. And they said, well, where are they going? How they can convince these people to be against the United States? Like you know, these Stockholm Syndrome. But at the time, there was a theory that the brain was like a computer and that you could actually, you know, alter it by deprogramming and then what they call psychic driving. Okay.
Well, yeah, stay there. We'll come back and let you do five more minutes because you're a smart guy, Carlos. But we all know that the CIA and the OSS before that had a bunch of mind control. They used the excuse of what North Korea was doing and the Chinese were doing in the Manchurian Candidate Project to go, oh, we've got to look at this to stop it. Oh, the Chinese invented it, which is absolutely ridiculous. All these major governments and systems have been practicing mind control for a long, long time. Carlos in Montreal, Canada, is our guest. Then Sid Cano, a lot of wild names today, and Corey and Kai and Jesus is Lord, short and long. You know, what's up today with the calls? I've had more crazy named people today than like 20 years combined. Very strange. So we're going to see what's going on here today, but we're going to break that all down. Reset Wars, by the way, is now live, resetwars.com. And it's a 6-plus-hour course on how they're mind-controlling you and my perspective on looking at it, creating my own cosmology to respond to it. So it's a whole new school of thought, integrated in with a lot of deep research in history. ResetWars.com, and the system does not want you to see ResetWars.com. And your purchase of it keeps us on the air, which is free will. I don't have a gun to your head saying you got to go do it like the caller was trying to imply earlier. So thank you all for your support. ResetWars.com. All right, hour number three. Straight ahead, we'll go right back to Carlos and MK Ultra. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.